When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The topics and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4WN Radio, its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4WN Radio.
This is Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. Do you want to live a more fulfilling life? Do you want to live your legacy and achieve your personal, professional, and financial goals? Well, coming up on Divya Parekh's Beyond Confidence, you will hear real stories of leaders, entrepreneurs, and achievers who have stepped into discomfort, shattered their status quo, and are living the life they want. You will learn how relationships are the key to achieving your aspirations and financial goals. Moving your career or business forward does not have to happen at the expense of your personal or family life, or vice versa. Learn more at www.divyaparekh.com, and you can connect with Divya at contact@divyaparekh.com. This is Beyond Confidence, and now here's your host, Divya Parekh.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's that time of the week, Tuesday morning, and I love it because I get to be with you. So for those of you who have bought our books, The Entrepreneur's Garden, Expert to Influencer, and many more others, so appreciated and so thankful to you because the partial profits from the books go to Kiva.org, where we are helping entrepreneurs all across the globe, folks. So if you have not got our books, please get it because they are going to provide you a ton of value. And not only enrich your life, and as part of that, you're helping others. You can find all of our books on Amazon. And also, I'm going to invite you and highly encourage you to spend 1 hour of your time in helping others. So important, especially as we move into holidays. Why not take that 1 hour of time and help someone, whether it's your neighbor, your loved one, or a stranger, with no strings attached? And for those of you folks who don't know me, I'm Divya Parekh, and I help coaches, consultants, business leaders, entrepreneurs, corporate professionals, and executives build a confident narrative in which they believe and create a presence that helps them to be perceived as a thought leader in their industry. And we do this in multiple ways. So connect with us if you're looking to influence others. And let's invite our guests. Welcome, Dr. Vicky.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. So usually we start out with a moment in time. So do you recall any moment in your childhood that still stands out for you today?
I do. I remember a time where my father asked, what do I want to be when I grow up? I was probably maybe seven or so. And I, you know, what 7 year old really, I mean, a movie star, you know, or something like that, nurse. And I remember my dad saying, you can be anything you want to be. And that was very empowering to me, very empowering. So that really kind of guided me in a lot of ways.
Well, that's beautiful. It's, yeah. So as you grew up, where did your life take you?
Well, my life took me to wanting to help others. I was very interested in the human body and medicine and was actually planning to be a doctor. And life took me from California, where I grew up, when my father had a stroke and my family moved to the Midwest. And I did my, I had been at UCLA, you know, I'm like 40,000 students, and they moved back to their hometown, which the only, there was a school there that had 1,000 students. So I did my senior year in a very small school, which was a wonderful experience. It was different though. It was very different. And as I went through school, it was like, well, you know, maybe I really just want to make money. Forget the doctor thing. I want to make money. So I did graduate work, got an MBA in marketing. My bachelor's was in psychology, got an MBA in marketing and consumer behavior. And it was fun, but it was like not my love. So I went back to school and got my naturopathic degree, which is a really, really good fit for me. So it's been kind of an interesting journey.
Well, sounds like it. So tell us about that time when you said, oh, I just want to make money. What prompted that?
What prompted it was when my father got sick, all of a sudden there wasn't money. He had a good income and we had a nice house and it changed on a dime. I mean, one day he was fine. He had a stroke and the next day he wasn't. So I think it was the insecurity that some counting on somebody else created for me. It's like, I want to take care of that myself.
Yeah, you wanted to be independent, and I'm sure that was a tough time in your life. And can you share with us what lessons did you learn from that time?
I learned, I would say, several important lessons. The first was value each day for what it is, because you never know what tomorrow will bring. Mm-hmm. I learned the power of family and friends to support when you need that. And it really... It changed how I approached people who needed help. Previously, it was like, oh, well, they don't need me bothering them. They don't need me, you know, butting in. But it was like, find a way to make yourself available and people know. And maybe if they don't need you, they won't reach out, but make sure they know that you're there for them. That changed dramatically. And growing, I mean, again, moving from a California lifestyle to a Midwest lifestyle, it was initially, whoa, this is very different. But then finding value in it and finding value in the more quiet lifestyle and just being able to connect with aunts and uncles and cousins that I didn't see growing up in California. So it really taught me some values that I don't think they were missing in California as much as they were just not highlighted.
Yeah. So many times what happens is that when we are living that fast-paced life, we take things for granted. We take things like our family and friends and doesn't matter who it is, that support system that makes us rich, that makes our lives so much stronger. So you're absolutely right. Sometimes it takes life-changing events to bring that into focus, and energy flows where focus goes. So definitely right. That makes sense.
I think the other thing that I learned that I had always sort of believed, but this highlighted, is you're always in the right place at the right time. If that had not happened, I would never have met my husband because I met my husband at a school in the Midwest. So it all works out.
That's true. And there's always, as they say, there's a silver lining to those dark clouds.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us, you said that, you know, you graduated, and did you go for your naturopathic degree right after MBA? What caused that?
Okay. So I did work in the corporate world for a while, and it became very clear I was not cut out for the corporate world. And there was a lot of gaming, things like that. It just wasn't my personality. So I moved, first of all, I moved out of the city. That helped a lot. To move out to the burbs really took some of that intensity down. But it was I remember talking with my husband and saying, I don't like this. You know, I'm not happy and it's stressing my body and I can feel it. So we saved some money and I went back to school. I mean, it was really kind of, but again, the change was I wanted to do it in a more natural way. I wanted to be a naturopath, not a traditional doctor. Mm-hmm. So then I went back to school. I mean, it was really, at the time, of course, there's chaos when you think you're quitting something you trained for and everything, but it was, looking back, it was a pretty linear progression. And one of the reasons that I decided to be a naturopath instead of a traditional doctor was that my husband got sick. And what the doctors we spoke to said, okay, the only thing that's going to take care of him is this medicine and it will probably kill his liver. I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't want those kind of choices. There has to be a better way. And there was, and he's perfectly healthy and perfectly fine. And it really, you know, I went ahead and studied herbalism. I'm a master herbalist too. And so it was just, his illness is what totally diverted the path.
And that definitely is good to hear. I'm very happy for you that your husband is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your corporate life as to what were you doing over there?
Well, I was in advertising and mm-hmm. I was an account exec for Kraft Foods. And I think what shifted for me, I mean, it was exciting. It was fun. And I met some amazingly wonderful people. It was a great company to work for. But I remember going to a Christmas party, and when you're at a party like that, you gather in groups, and it was like, instead of being ourselves, we were the brand we worked on. Well, I'm on dog food, you know, I'm on mayonnaise. So I was missing the depth that I liked. So I think that was part of the awareness that maybe things would shift.
So tell us about your emotions and feelings, what you went through that time. You said that, you know, we became the brand that we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
So did you lose yourself into it?
No,
and
no.
And how did you realize?
It was that was what we were talking about. There was so much going on in the world. There was so much going on in the city. It was the holidays. And there was a competitiveness I wasn't comfortable with. And as I went through my naturopathic studies, I was able to look back and thinking about the five element model, which is what my book is based on, that those kinds of relationships, I could see in hindsight that we really weren't relating to each other as people. We weren't understanding each other as people. And that was something that was really missing, was that even any a focus or making it a priority to understand each other. So that was a big shift.
Got it. So you talk about five different personalities and that will help us with the different relationships. So can you go over the five different personality types?
Yes, I can. It is based on the five element model from traditional Chinese medicine, which has been around for millennia. It is a model they developed to explain cycles, you know, the progression through the seasons, for example. And they use it, acupuncture, of course, is based on the meridian system. It's core to their philosophy, to their medical system, et cetera. But what I discovered in my studies and my looking at this is that there are personalities that sit in there too. So there are five, what I've isolated is five basic personalities based on the elements. So for example, the elements are water, wood, fire, earth, and metal. Water in the Chinese model represents winter. That's when things are very inner directed, very yin, low energy, a lot of internal work. And water people with a water personality will be very contemplative people. They will be very imaginative. Creation and creativity sits in water. And they will like a few close friends instead of large crowds. Fiery people will want large crowds and fun. So you can kind of go through it for each of the different elements and see not only what their personality might be, but then what will they like? What will they be good at? What will they not be good at? Where can you support them? I mean, one of my favorite examples, which is in my book, was in my private practice. I had a very bulky male come and say, I need help. I'm raising a wimpy kid. And it's like, well, what makes you think he's a wimpy kid? And this guy had been a football star in college. He said, he doesn't want to play football. You know, he wants to play with camera. He doesn't want to play football. It's like, well, he's probably not wired like you are. And as I work with the boy, he was a water personality. The dad was a wood personality. Wood people are, you know, make it happen, get it out there, do it type of people. And once this dad got it, and I really give him credit because he really sunk into it and said, okay, he isn't like me. He's not, you know, we tend to do that. We'll look at people through our own filters. But once he started looking at his son as who his son was and who his son was wired to be, then he was like, oh, okay, great. He bought them both cameras. They went out and they did, you know, nature shoots and different things. And that boy is a professional photographer right now.
Mm.
So it really, his understanding of how his child was wired and what that meant in terms of priorities and skills and passions and dislikes, that just changed how he parented. And it helped the boy be who he really was meant to be.
Yeah, that's such a powerful story, because when you understand somebody, then you are helping them develop into who they are, rather than making them something they're not. And you definitely don't want, whether it's your employees or whether it's your clients as you're helping them, you don't want them to become someone that you think they should be. And
exactly,
as you mentioned, yeah.
And they can't. They really can't. I mean, I believe that we carry this personality in our energetic wiring, and it's there whether we like it or not. I mean, there are times it's because I'm a wood personality. It's like, oh gosh, I'm going to be pushy again, or oh gosh, they're going to think I'm being bossy. Oh, you know, that kind of a thing. But it's really how I'm wired, and I, you know, you can't deny that. And so the goal for me is to build on the strengths that that personality brings and watch out for the pitfalls. I mean, I do try and not be bossy. I do try to be part of a group, not, you know, the one saying, do this, do that, whatever. So it's an understanding yourself, I think, is the first step in getting along with people. And then understanding that person. And then most importantly, which is, again, a beauty of the five element model, it not only describes these elements, but it describes how they interact. Think about in nature. Water feeds wood, so that's great, but water puts out fire. So a relationship between a water and a wood person is going to feel very different than a relationship between a water and a fire person. So if we can understand that, that helps in getting along as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So why don't you provide a brief description of the five personality styles, like, you know, using some public figures so that people can kind of get along?
Okay, so water personalities, again, they're inner directed. That's where a lot of yin energy sits. They will love free time. They will love deep discussions. They're very philosophic. They're very creative. For all, and let me just back up and say, we have all five of them. We have all five of them in our energetic wiring. So no one would mistake me for a water person, but when I need to solve a problem, I will sit in my water and come up with something creative and imaginative. So we all have access to all of them. But if we're not thinking about it, we lead with our dominant one. So they're going to like deep discussions. They're not going to like tight schedules. They're not going to like budgets or structure. Water likes to flow. Water will flow anywhere and everywhere it can possibly flow. It's water people don't tend to be very linear. Let's think of creative artistic Vincent van Gogh would be a great example of a water person. You know, the whole creativity, happy by themselves, happy, you know, talking to their muses, that would be a water personality. So wood personality represents spring. That's where there's a lot of energy, you know, the energy for the little bud to burst through the bark and the energy of babies being born in the animal kingdom. Anyway, it's a time of manifestation. And that's what wood people like. We value manifestation, making something happen. And every organization I've ever been in, I always say, if you want something done, give it to a wood. They will get it done. So wood people love challenges. They love accomplishment. They love moving things forward. Wood looks toward the future. They're great planners. They're great organizers. They do not like dashed expectations. Chaos will take them down. And they don't like being told no. If they've got a great idea, I mean, my husband has learned, being married to me, you don't say no. You say, how about this instead? Because, you know, woods get up ahead of steam. So any professional athlete probably has a lot of wood in them. Politicians usually have a lot of wood, a lot of drive to get out there and share their mind. And woods generally care about making things better for people. So that is also kind of goes hand in hand with the way a lot of politicians talk. So that would be wood people. And if you think about it, water feeds wood. So relationships between water and wood people will have a nurturing quality instead of a controlling quality. So let's go to fire. The fire personality is summer. Everything's out there. Everybody's having a good time. We're laughing. We're enjoying life. And that's a fire person, someone who giggles all the time, who's always happy to see anybody, who's happy to see the dog. I mean, fire people are usually the people, we all have it. So you'll see a lot of politicians use fire to be engaging and connecting, because that is where initial connection sits, is in the fire element. You go to a party and it's like, whoa, I really like this person. And you sit and you talk a lot. Now, will you ever see that person again? It depends. But that initial connection, that initial, gee, this is a fun person to talk to. Comedians, anybody that's a comedian will have a lot of fire energy. Anyone that is a speaker that has a lot of the rousing, you know, let's go do this type of thing, has a lot of fire energy. Little children usually have a lot of fire energy. So they will, you'll be following them around the house a lot. So again, we'll go back to the example. While a wood person might find a relationship with a water person to be nurturing because water feeds wood, a fire person might find a relationship with a water person to be like they're raining on their parade, and in some ways they will be. But it's very important because fire can burn itself out. So the wisdom of the model is, yes, there is a way to improve your energy flow if you need it, and there's a way to help scale it back if you need that support as well. And it's all in these relationships, in these elements. So then going around the five element model, the next one from fire is earth. Earth is not a season. Earth is the solstices and the equinox. It's about balance. The wise ones knew that it's not always about movement. Sometimes it's about stability. So earth people are the stability of the home. They care about nurturing, and they like families. They like decorating. They like cooking. A really great chef has a lot of earth energy because food is their playground. So if you, any good teacher you had, any nurse, it has a lot of earth energy. They care about other people, sometimes more than themselves, which is a lesson that earths learn usually, is that you are as important as the people that you love and that you care about. Any relationship that lasts, has a good, strong stability, is building on earth, and can see you through almost anything. So then the last of the elements, which represents autumn, the time where we start turning inward again, is the metal element. Metal sits at the end of the cycle. So they are able to look back, whereas a wood personality looks forward and plans. A metal personality can look back and tell you exactly what happened, what the lesson was, and what needs, what is of value, what do we want to take forward into the next cycle. So they're analysts. Lawyers usually are use a lot of metal energy, accountants, anything that needs to be precise or detailed. Metal people love understanding how things work. I mean, they really are like, okay, let's figure this out. And they don't like being wrong. They don't like clutter. They like streamlined. They like sticking to a schedule and not feeling like they run out of time. So, and knowledge and protocol, this is the right way to do something, is something a metal would say.
Mm.
So
this is very powerful to know, Vicky. So can you share with us, like you mentioned that everybody has all the five different elements.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yet you can kind of see like, you know, like any other personality types. I mean, there's so many different personality assessments existing in the corporate world, in the business world.
Mm-hmm.
There's always that one type that is predominant.
Let's say, or not predominant.
So how is it? Okay. So let's say a person knows like, okay, I've got this five elements. How do they take that, and what is the interaction between the different elements or between different people? And feel free to use your model if you have one.
Okay. So in the five element model from Chinese medicine, every element supports another element, and they call it a control cycle, but will help take energy out of another element. And the whole goal of this model in its brilliance is balance. It's always about balance and stability. So for someone working in the corporate world, you would want stability in your office. And you also want to play to people's strengths. You know, why hire someone who's giggly and outgoing and the fiery person and say, okay, now you need to go over there in that office by yourself and work and, you know, balance all these books? That is going to be a horrible job for that person. Whereas if you want someone to go out and sell your product, you want someone that has a lot of fire energy because they make quick connections, they engage easily, they talk quickly, and they are enjoyable to be around. So in the corporate world, I think it really matters that you understand the people that you're hiring and you hire people to play to their strengths, you don't ask them to do something they're not wired to do. In personal relationships, I'll use my own. You've got, I'm a wood personality. My husband is a metal personality. In nature, metal chops wood. That's on what's called the controlling cycle. So it can be controlling, and I can tell you it can feel controlling. But my favorite example is when we were young, and before I understood this model, I'm a do-it person. So I got up the day after Christmas and decided I wanted to knock a wall out between the living room and the dining room so that it was more open and more of a flow. And my wise, measured metal husband looked at me and said, you realize you're going to create a lot of dust. The Christmas tree is still up and you will be dusting every single ornament on that tree. So I don't think this is a good time to knock a wall out. And he was 100% right. And I mean, I would have been like, yeah, let's throw dock glass. Let's go, go, go. And so his wisdom, he chopped my wood. He pulled it back and in a very kind way, because metal people are incredibly kind. He helped me understand that perhaps wasn't the best idea I'd ever had. So, and I remember the first time I realized that we were very different. We had only been married 2 weeks and we were driving from Chicago to LA for my best friend's wedding. And we hit the Mojave Desert. And there is nothing in the Mojave Desert except sand and rocks, period. Nothing, no people. And my husband drove the speed limit. And I looked at him and I said, could we speed this up? And he looked at me like I had four heads. And he said, we're going the speed limit. You know, end of discussion. And that was the moment I thought, oh my God, I'm not sure I like the man I love. And once I understood, and it took a couple of years before I really started understanding that he was wired to honor protocol, that rules exist for a reason in a metals world. Whereas for a wood, it's like, hey, no one's looking. I'm going to go as fast as I need to go. So it's been a journey in understanding. But once I started with my patients, I have dealt with a lot of cancer people, and my approach is the body can't heal itself unless you're balanced emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually. And every time we came to the emotional part, almost every time it was a relationship issue that was bothering them. So I started sort of sharing this with them, and it was, wow, okay, I get it. And it really helped change their relationships and improve their relationships. And that was when I started teaching it around the country and actually over in Europe. And people asked for a book, and it took me many, many, many years to get the book written. But it does make a difference. When you understand someone, it's much easier to get along with them. You stop expecting them to do something that they're not wired to do.
Let's try out different scenarios. What you have shared is really, really powerful. Let's say somebody is a business leader. They're in a corporate setting. Mm-hmm. And now they're interacting with their colleagues. So how can you understand what your colleagues want and help them get it?
There's several things. If you own the business, you can ask everyone to take a quiz that will determine pretty clearly what their elemental personality, what the makeup is. And then you know if you're dealing with the wood, how to deal with the wood. If you're dealing with the metal, how to deal with the metal, what they'll want, what they'll be good at. But barring that, which most people don't want to do, you can look at how they behave. If they are your best salesperson, if they're able to get out there and, you know, make things happen, they're going to have a lot of wood energy. And if they're particularly engaging, they're going to have a lot of fire. Play to the strength of that. Don't take a wood person and put them in an office by themselves, or God, don't put a fire person in an office by themselves and expect them to be happy. They won't. They won't be productive. People are not productive if they're not happy. Also, if you're getting ready to hire somebody, look at what are the strengths of that person, of that job? What do you need someone to be really good at? What do you need them to do to perform? Do you need them to be good in front of a trial, in front of a jury? Do you need them to be a super salesperson that could sell to anyone? And find somebody that is wired to be good at that, rather than trying to train it into them. It's very hard to train a personality and a skill base into somebody if they're wired to be exactly the opposite. So I think it's huge in the corporate world. Mm-hmm.
That makes complete sense because it's almost like taking a square peg.
Exactly.
Or a round peg and trying to fit it in a square hole. So the key is that, first of all, like figure out, okay, what is it that you're looking to achieve? And based on the goal, it's important to assign the right person that matches, because if you're playing to their strengths, then there is productivity. And when there is productivity, of course, profitability follows.
Absolutely. And a stable office. There's nothing worse, and I've been in the corporate world, than someone that's not happy and they want everybody else to not be happy too. And not that they want them to be miserable, but they want to share their unhappiness. Like, I don't think this is working to you, or I don't like, why is that way? I mean, they just start raising questions that comes from a place of them being unhappy. And if they're happy, if it's a good fit, if they know they're succeeding, people want to succeed. It's wired into us. Accomplishment is wired into us. And if you can facilitate that, you will have a happy office with people that appreciate each other. So I think it's super important.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. That makes so much sense. So now we are talking about hiring the right person or assigning the right job to the right person, you know, which has the right match. So share with us, you'd said that, you know, if people are unhappy, they will share their unhappiness. So what are the five ways where people diminish each other without even knowing it?
The five ways that they diminish each other are through their personalities, because for me, it all comes back to that wonderful little model. A water person may be very attracted to a fire person because water is quiet, inner directed. Fire is loud, outer directed. And this is something that it's almost like a fish coming to the surface of the water and seeing the sun for the first time. It can just be, you know, amazing. But, and the water person may be attracted to that, but too much water is not going to feel good for a fire person. So and I have worked with couples who are water fire marriages, and there is absolutely ways to do it. But the first step is understanding that the water person needs to understand that the fire person isn't going to be the best person to sit and discuss philosophy for 5 hours. That just isn't going to work for them. So if that water person wants to discuss philosophy, join with other water people and have a club and have meetings and do coffees and whatever. And that's where you discuss your philosophy. Don't think your wife doesn't love you because she'd rather be at a loud party instead of sitting and talking about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. So it's understanding. And that is probably the core of my message, is we can get along with anyone if we understand them and what they're going to be good at and not, what they're going to like, what they're able to do. I mean, to ask a fire person to sit quietly and do something, oh my gosh. You're probably going to have to tie him up to get him to sit quietly and do something. So it's understanding. And my marriage is a perfect example of that, because I my husband, as a metal person, can sit and do 1,000-piece crossword puzzle. No problem. I mean, puzzle, table puzzle drives me bonkers. I can do it for like 5 or 10 minutes and then I have to go do something else. But I can understand that he values that and that's important, and he's wired for it.
Well, that's a really good example. So you have shared a few ways to build up each other. Are there any other ways that you'd like to share that people can take some actionable items even today?
I think honestly, one of the most important things something as simple as color. Let's just talk about color. Each of the elements has a color that will build it based on like summer, fire is red. I mean, we can go through it. Water is blue. Well, that makes sense. For wood, it's green. Trees, yeah, that makes sense. For fire, it's water. It's fire. It's red. That makes sense. For earth, it's earth tones. Literally, I mean, that's the oranges and the beiges and the browns. And for metal, because metal is usually, literally, we say it's black and white. It's either yes or no, in or out. There's no middle ground for metal personalities, right or wrong, and they do well with black or white. Mostly white. White is usually a color that helps support the metal element. So if I need to be mental, mentality sits in metal, the analysis, the looking back, because they look back on the cycle, they can say, well, look, this did really well. When we did this, everything we wanted happened. When we tried that, nothing, it failed. So obviously we're going to take forward into the next cycle the right way to do it. If you want to build that for somebody, you put them in a room with a lot of white, or you have them wear white. I mean, I want to be outgoing and engaging for you. I'm in red to build my fire. And if you want someone to be quiet and calm as you are, you're going to wear blue. So it's, or you paint your walls blue, or you, I mean, I worked with a guy once who ran his own small business, and he started painting everybody's office the colors that he wanted them to manifest, the personality type. So he painted the guys, his legal people, white for metal, so that they would be, they would analyze well, and they would look, take care of the legal aspects. He had a secretary that he loved, and she didn't have an office, but he put, she was an earth personality, so he put plants on her desk, because, you know, outside nature feeds earth. So there's lots of ways, and my book has gazillions of hints for each of the elemental personalities, ways to help build it, what to do when it's out of control, when there's too much, or and again, building it when there's too little. It's I think it's amazing. And I've seen it again and again and again in my practice, what a difference it can make for people. Foods, different foods will help build an element or help decrease it. And it's just really, it really, really works well.
No, that's powerful. So share with us, where can people connect with you and where can they find your book?
My book is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. And my website is drvickimatthews@comcast.net. You can write me there, Vicki@drvickimatthews. And I love talking to people. I love sharing this. Obviously, I'm passionate about it. But part of the passion comes from knowing it works, seeing how big a difference it can make for people. You know, I talked about the dad who understood his son better. I had a mom who was an earth. Oh my gosh, she loved her family. She loved her home. She loved to cook. And her daughter didn't want to learn how to cook. Her daughter wanted to hang out with her friends. And when the mom, with my help, realized she had a little fire, so it changed everything. It also changed how she threw parties for that girl. She, instead of a couple of close friends going to a movie, sitting in the dark and everything, which was not feeding the girl's fire, she had more girls, like parties in the backyard that were fun and outgoing. And it just understanding makes a huge difference. You know, nobody gets along with everybody all the time, but if you understand them, you can get along with everybody all the time. And that's what matters to me, is that people learn to understand themselves first and foremost, and understand the people in their life. Then you can play to their strengths. You can help them be strong. You can play to your own, and you can get along.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That definitely makes sense. So thank you for sharing. And any last couple of tips that you want to share with our listeners?
I think I would encourage people to understand themselves first. To try and be something that you're not is very, very hard, and you will not be happy. If you understand what you're good at, and or you secretly want to be an artist, maybe you're secretly a water person, or you tend to look around and be hypercritical. Maybe you're an out of balance metal person. And there, my book contains dozens and dozens of ways to bring each of the elemental personalities back into balance. And once you get that, you not only understand yourself, but you understand the people around you, the way the world is, and it will help chart your path through your life with greater ease, happiness, and confidence. And I think that's something we all could use.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us, Vicki. It was a pleasure having you.
Thank you. It was a great joy to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you, audience, for joining us, because without you, the show would not be possible. Reach out to us as to how can we support you. Excel in your life, live the life you want, and achieve your dreams and achieve the success that you deserve. Thank you, Juan, for making this show technically possible. And we'll see you next time, next Tuesday. Until then, take care and be well.
Thank you for being part of Beyond Confidence with your host, Divya Parekh. We hope you have learned more about how to start living the life you want. Each week on Beyond Confidence, you hear stories of real people who have experienced growth by overcoming their fears and building meaningful relationships. During Beyond Confidence, Divya Parekh shares what happened to her when she stepped out of her comfort zone to work directly with people across the globe. She not only coaches people how to form heart connections, but also transform relationships to mutually beneficial partnerships as they strive to live the life they want. If you are ready to live the life you want and leverage your strengths, learn more at www.divyapark.com. And you can connect with Divya at contact@divyapark.com. We look forward to you joining us next week.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.